Report: Pittsburgh hospitals accused of lying to make insurance cover hormones for transing children. By Amy Furr on October 10, 2025. A Pittsburgh hospital may reportedly have been involved in fraudulent billing practices uncovered as President Donald Trump's administration reviews medical facilities that provided transgender services to children. Federal authorities claim in court filings that U.S. Department of Justice, DOJ, officials have evidence that there may have been such fraud at the UPMC Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh. But there were no specific allegations against that facility, the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette reported Thursday. The article continued. The October 2 filing asserts there are allegations and evidence that the Lawrenceville Hospital and its cross-state counterpart, Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, lied about children's diagnoses to get insurance companies to cover prescription drugs that are used off-label to provide pediatric gender-affirming care. The filing did not levy any specific allegations against UPMC's Children's Hospital but alleged the government is aware of information particular to Children's Hospital of Philadelphia that raises concern that federal healthcare offenses may be occurring there. The outlet also noted that UPMC stopped offering certain gender-affirming services, including hormone therapy and puberty blockers, earlier this year, citing the potential for prosecution. In July, the DOJ subpoenaed several doctors and clinics that had been involved in transgender treatments for children, and UPMC was one of those subpoenaed, CBS News reported. According to the Department of Justice, these investigations include healthcare fraud, false statements, and more. They allege that those involved in performing these types of services on children will be held accountable. But it's unclear what specifics are in the subpoenas and what exact medical services were performed, the article read. The UPMC website said it provides gender-affirming surgery for people 19 years and older. In 2024, a medical watchdog group called Do No Harm said hospitals in the United States earned almost $120 million in 4 years performing gender transition treatments on nearly 14,000 children, per Breitbart News. Surgeon in Texas Children's Hospital, TCH, whistleblower Dr. Ethan Heim told Congress in April that transgender treatments at the hospital were destroying children's lives. A month later, White House Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller said surgeries and chemical treatments trying to change a child's sex are child torture. The outlet continued. Miller added that the administration is banning hospitals from using taxpayer funds to perform sex change operations on children. This also includes the administration's message to our hospital systems that they cannot and will not be allowed to use taxpayer dollars to perform chemical castrations and sexual mutilations of children, he said. Officials with the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, have urged citizens to report any clinics, hospitals, or practitioners that are performing such treatments on children, according to Breitbart News.